Hey guys, prehistoric dinosaur here back from my long vacation. That's right, I traveled through all 50 states killing thousands of long necks in the process. The first place I went after leaving California was Las Vegas, Nevada, because that's the only good place in that giant piece of crap state. After gambling away 333 duckbill eggs, I headed through Arizona, where I came across a herd of dying long necks. Instead of killing them, I just let them suffer and waited for them to die in the scorching heat. Then I ate them. When I got to New Mexico, I threw up in Carlsbad Caverns. Then, I went to San Antonio, Texas, and destroyed the AT&T Center, where the Spurs play, because I hate that team so much. After that, I went through Louisiana and raped a few three horns at a Mardi Gras party, and then left a huge stinky dino fart cloud over Mississippi, which already stank to begin with. Then, I robbed a KFC in Alabama and knocked off a few spiketails. In Florida, I knocked over a few flyers that were pretending to be faggy flamingos. Then I got into a fight with an angry sharp tooth in Atlanta, Georgia, which resulted in me breaking a few of his teeth and stealing a dead long neck from him. I ate the long neck while going through South Carolina and took a large shit in North Carolina near UNC. Then I raped and killed tons of virgin duckbills in Virginia, and brought one with me to Maryland, where I shredded it, put it in a box, and dropped it off at the White House in Washington, D.C. In Delaware, I scraped the duckbill shit off of my dino cock, and spread the pieces of the shit through New Jersey where it blended right in. I then swam to Connecticut and threw a meteor at Darth Wang, and then killed the entire plant-eating population in Rhode Island. Then, in Massachusetts, I took a nap. After sleeping through a boring tour of Boston, I swam to Maine where I shoved my dino cock into Umfold's ass, and then turned toward New Hampshire. When I got there, I set all the trees on fire, so the long necks living there would be without tree stars for all eternity. Then I went to Vermont and drowned an entire herd of three horns in Lake Champlain. Then I traveled through the boring part of New York, bypassing green screen because I didn't want to talk to him. Then when I got to Pennsylvania, I took the Liberty Bell and broke it even worse on top of the head of a fucking long neck. Then I headed west toward West Virginia and called all the dinosaurs faggots because their state has a really stupid name. Then I went to Ohio and didn't do anything. Then I held my breath while trudging through Indiana and was happy to enjoy a long neck pizza in Chicago, Illinois. After that, I traveled south and punched some rainbow faces that were singing country music in Kentucky and Tennessee. When I got to Arkansas, I paid Bill Clinton a visit and told him that my dino cock was bigger than his, and then I went to Missouri, where I attempted to stick my dino cock through the St. Louis Arch. After failing to do so, I trotted through Iowa, where I smuggled tons of corn cobs by storing them in my asshole, and then smacked a bunch of long-neck Packer fans in the head with them in Wisconsin. Then I went to the northern part of Michigan and told the dinosaurs there that the southern part is better. Then I jumped into Lake Superior and found the Edmund Fitzgerald and dragged it all the way to Duluth, Minnesota, where I became an instant hero. After watching the Vikings kill the Cowboys, I went over to North Dakota and told Prairie Dog Eric 10 that he's awesome. Then I went to South Dakota and told everyone there that they suck, and I carved my face into Mount Rushmore next to Lincoln. In Nebraska, I came across the skeletons of six duckbills that stupidly got lost in the middle of nowhere. I scooped up the bones and used them to beat the shit out of long necks living in Kansas. Then I took a piss on the Oklahoma panhandle and went to Colorado, where I climbed to the top of the highest 14er and yelled long neck suck. After that, I went to Utah and laughed at the long necks that converted to Mormonism and brought a few of them to Wyoming and shoved them into Old Faithful. When Old Faithful exploded, I quickly jumped on top of it and took a ride to Montana, where I discovered a herd of retarded spiketails who were living in a power plant. After bombing the power plant, I went to Idaho and threw potatoes at the long necks that lived there. Then I went to Oregon and filled Crater Lake with my shit. When I got to Washington, I jumped onto a plane and rode it to Alaska. After drilling in Anwar, I buried 100 long necks in the snow while they were still alive. Then I swam to Hawaii, where I met Modern Sharptooth and Premarital Rex, and we had a good time talking about how stupid long necks are. Roar, 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 roar.